Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you glad that we are here this morning?
Amen.
To worship God.
Right.
To praise God.
Amen.
To lift up His name.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad.
Amen.
I'm so glad that I'm born again. Frost, nothing. So the first time I came here, We are so blessed with the sunshine.
Right.
That is why my color is black. Hallelujah.
Right, brother.
You know, but inside I'm white.
Amen.
I'm white inside. Why? Because of the blood.
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We read something in Timothy, which Paul, the apostle, said, it is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. In Ghana, that is Ghana language, chief. We don't say king or queen, we say chief. When you are chief, you are a king. Until when I came here, I learned that you people call king. But in Ghana, we say chief. That means you are the head of everything. Praise the Lord. So Paul was saying, of all the sinners that Jesus saved,
yes,
I am the chief. I am the chief. If you think about Paul, what he did to the Christians, you wouldn't sit here. And the trial that Paul comes from is the most notorious trial.
Yes.
If you read your Bible in Judges chapter 19, you will see what they did to a preacher's wife. Was stripped. felt that if I die today, I know I will be in hell. So what happened? I went to my mother, told her about it, because he was a Methodist. He started to calm me down. After a while, I was then attending a college, a technical college. My father said, I want you to go to university to go and learn how to become a technician. But I want you to be an electrician. So he sent me to a college or university, and I was studying. But then, all the time, this voice that I heard, repent, 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 was coming through my ears day in and day out. After a while, when the school was over for all the days, I came to my dad, and I went to him and said, Dad, this is how I feel. I feel that the Lord is speaking to me to leave the college. He's calling me to his work. My father said, oh, what are you trying to do, son? There is no money in preaching the word of God. There is no money in gospel. There's nothing. I want you to go to college and qualify and become a great man, this and that. And I said, Dad, you don't know how I feel. So I cried before him. I said, let me go and be a servant of God to preach the gospel of Christ. I pleaded with him. Then finally, by the grace of God, he gave in. He said, son, choose whatever you want to do. So I went to a Bible college. In a Bible college in Ghana, there was a man who went up to America and came and established the church. And he was preaching. So I went to him and we started studying the Bible. While I was studying the Bible, God started to speak to me. He said, I have something more for you, son. I want you to know that my hand is upon you. At that very particular moment, I began to dedicate my life. I began to talk to myself and say, Lord, here I am. Send me, and I will go. You know, you have to prepare. Isaiah, when he saw the Lord, what did he say? He said, woe, for I am unclean. Because I live with unclean lips. And that very moment, the Bible says, one of the angels came and took a coal of fire.
Amen.
And touched his lips.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And that very moment, Isaiah was purged from his sins and everything. Bible says the call came, and what did he do? As I stood up, he said, here I am.
Yes,
send me.
Amen.
And I will go. That is what I did when God began to speak to me. I said, Lord, here I am. So we started training. I became my pastor. I was ordained as a pastor in Ghana. But we were doing great things. The Lord was using it. I've seen black men receiving their sight.
Amen.
Crippled, walking. Dead treated, raised up. God was moving by the anointing and by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We were pastoring about 2,000 people in Ghana. Then the voice came back again, said, son, I want you to receive something. Do you remember when Paul went to Ephesus and saw the disciples of John preaching? He went to them and asked them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since you were baptized? That was the question that came to me and a friend of mine. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Yes.
That is what was lacking in my life. Though we are seeing things, we are seeing miracles, but there was something lacking, the Holy Ghost. So the brother which I'm talking about is called Tommy Bruce. He said, Larry, let's find a Bible school which is in abroad to go and attend so that we can learn how to receive this Holy Ghost. So we saw somebody named Leslie Hay. Do anybody know anybody? And this man, Leslie Hay, you know him. He had a church in York Road or York Street in Belfast. We saw his address. We wrote him. And he invited us to come here. We came, and when we came, boy, the weather, I couldn't stand the weather. I said, Lord, did you bring me to the right place? I was shivering. You know what happened? In the night time, they have to put 12 blankets on my bed to keep me warm, including this electric fire. Yesterday I was shivering. And when we were coming, you know what? We came here by faith. We came here by faith because the Bible says, take no money, take no riches. So we bought the plane, bought our ticket, we came here. When we came to Heathrow, the immigration officer looked at me and said, are you sure in the right place? They didn't believe that I was a pastor. They said, bring your passport, everything. They brought me in somewhere in the room. They started to interrogated me, and afterwards one man came. He said, if you're a pastor, I want you to preach a sermon. I want to know whether you are born again. He was a Christian. So they put me in the corner, gave me a Bible. I opened to John chapter 3. And I started to read about Nicodemus and Jesus, and the Spirit of God came upon me, and I started to preach to him. I said, you need to be born again, else there is no kingdom for you in heaven. some aspirin. And they set me free. So I came out, and Tommy was waiting outside, so he came to Belfast. He saw Leslie Hill, he brought us to Hollywood, a place called Emil's Bible College. We thought that we were going to come to a Pentecostal church. I want you people to hear this. We thought that we were coming to a Pentecostal church because we heard more about Leslie Hill. But when we came, we were brought to a missionary college whereby nothing of Pentecost is spoken about. Nothing. All that we were learning is about missionary enterprise. People that are coming from other college, lecturers that are coming, they are not even filled with the Holy Ghost. And everything we are learning is theology, 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 theology. And I said to Tommy, I said, Tom, we are going to die. We are going to die because we are not learning about the book of Acts. We are not seeing the signs and the wonders and miracles. I said, we must have even stayed in Ghana and continue doing what we are doing. Every morning what we are here is about theology, about missionary, about this and that. So I told Tommy, I said, Tommy, I can't stand against this. I can't stand this. I'm going back. Tommy said, oh, it has left about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 1 month, and then we are all finished. I said, Tom, you can stay, but I'm going. So I packed my things, went to Leslie. I said, Leslie, you didn't tell us that this is the college we are coming in to come and learn about these theological things. Leslie said, Larry, come and stay with me. So I stayed with Leslie for 2 months, going out, preaching out, healing and doing all these things. So I went back to Ghana afterwards. And when I went, God started to move again. Miracles upon miracles. My, I can't tell what we really saw. Tommy stayed in the college, and you know what happened to Tommy? Tommy went on fasting for 40 days, and he was nearly dying. He was crippled. He couldn't do nothing. I was in Portugal when I heard about him. They said, Tommy Bruce is in hospital. I went to the hospital. Tommy was lying in bed. He was the greatest preacher. I said, Tom, what happened? He couldn't open his mouth. All that he was thinking. See what religion can do to you. See what? When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, please don't turn back to traditionalism.
Amen.
Tradition will kill you.
Amen.
Religion will kill you.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Tom was crippled. He couldn't walk. They brought him to the hospital. They did everything for him. He couldn't survive. The last thing I heard, they put him in a plane back to Ghana. And when I heard about him in Ghana, you know where Tommy Bruce ended? To a rich daughter. That is where his parents brought him to. Up to now, I didn't hear anything about Tommy. So brothers and sisters, you people don't know what you have received. You people don't know what you have got. You see, the four lepers, when they realized that death was around them, the Bible says, And they made their mind and said, why should we sit here until we die? Why should we sit here until we die? When they moved, made a move to go forward.
Amen.
They said, we sit here, we will
yes.
die.
Amen.
We go to the city, we will die. We go to the enemy's camp, we will die. Therefore, let us go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is faith.
Amen. Amen.
Faith without works is dead. You show me your works, and I will tell you what kind of faith you have.
Amen.
Those four lepers did not stay there and twiddle their hands. Anyway, they don't have even hands. They don't have the feet. All their toes and fingernails are all cut. But yet still they had faith to say, let's go forward. Let's move. We are living a period now that it takes faith for a man to live in this present world. Your faith will take you to wherever you want to go.
Glory. Amen.
So I went to Ghana. I looked for Tommy. I couldn't find him. Because his parents brought him to witch doctor. And that was the end. Brothers and sisters, I know what it's called to be born again.
Amen.
When my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know what? I said to myself, I'm sold out to Christ.
Amen.
I'm not turning back. I set my eyes upon the rail of God to go for me. Jesus has never failed me.
Amen.
Though I've been walking through the valleys, I've met so many battles, I've had so many challenges, I've seen so many things, spears and arrows throwing against me. Last year, I went to attend a prayer meeting, which was 21st October 2020, a place in Portadown, and we were praying. God came upon me and I started to pray. The place was shaking. You know, when God's anointing is upon you,
amen.
You can stand on the ground and pray, and the ground will shake.
Amen.
You remember the apostles? The Bible says they all gathered together and they lifted up their voice for God to empower them with boldness. And the Bible says, when they finished praying, boy, the ground was shaking, everybody
Amen.
Was shaking. Hallelujah! That is
Amen.
The kind of power I want.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Is the power I want. That is the fire I want.
Amen.
That is the anointing I want.
Yes.
Hallelujah! Amen. I don't want to be a cool in this religion. Religion will kill you stone dead.
Amen.
Religion will kill you stone dead. You give me a man, look at Elijah. Elijah was only one man among 450 Baal prophets. And that guy asked them, pour more water into me. Pour
yes.
more water into me.
Correct. Amen.
You know, people yeah. didn't know that water is a spirit.
Yes.
Water is a spirit.
Amen.
So whenever he said power into it, that means he said now pour more spirit into it.
Yes.
Because it's going to be light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why Jesus said you should be baptized by water before you will be born again by the Spirit of God. The water speaks of the Spirit. What did he say? He said, he that believeth in me, out of his belly shall flow.
Amen.
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 So Elijah said, now, come on. Pour water into it. He says, stand aside. Your God couldn't answer your prayers. But listen to me here. And the Bible says he didn't pray a long prayer. You know, sometimes when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't need to pray a long prayer. Short
Amen.
Prayer will do.
Amen.
He said, oh God, you are the God of Abraham and Isaac.
Right.
This day I want you to show your power. Let the fire fall.
Amen.
And no sooner he said, there was a cracking from the sky.
Amen.
And the power, as it was in the upper chamber during the Pentecost, the fire came down beside it. It came down. You know what the fire did to the water? The Bible says it licked.
Amen.
It licked the water. There is nothing too difficult for God if you have faith.
Amen. Amen.
Right where you are standing or sitting, God is beside you. I can't talk too much about the miracles even happening in this country when I came here. I've seen a child that doctors have given up to die. Somebody called me, he said, Larry, there is a baby in Shetland. They have given the child only one day to live. Would you pray? And you know, God spoke to me, he says, Psalm 118, verse 17. Send that message to the parents and let them believe that the child will not die. But live. They believe it. They accepted it. The next 2 weeks, I received a telephone call. The child is alive.
Amen.
In Craigavon, there was a woman whose daughter has a premature birth of a boy weighing about 1 pound. The doctor said, no, this child cannot live. I used to walk with a grandmother, and I saw him one day in the factory. He was crying. I said, Joyce, why are you crying? He says, my grandson is in the hospital. I received that he's going to die. I said, what? I said, look here, I believe God. So don't cry. I'm going to pray to him. I gave him her the text. I said, go and read and keep it in your hand. I went. That day, I received a letter to go to America to have a conference. Well, I went. In the conference, one of the speakers came and he was speaking about a child he registered in hospital. And he quoted exactly the same verse that I gave to this woman.
Amen.
And I said, praise the Lord!
Glory.
In the midst of all this congregation, everybody turned his eyes. And I came back. And who was the first person to run to me at the gate when I went to work? The grandmother. He said, Larry, the child is living. I still have the picture of the child. Anybody who wants to see it, American testimony to the world. He's grown up, he has gone to colleges, and he can ride bicycle and everything. Our God is still alive. When I came here at first, I knew there was something here. Then this man here, you people keep eye on him. Because he's a God's chosen man. One day he was preaching, I was listening to him on my phone. And he was talking about faith. You know, when I have a stroke after the prayer meeting in Portadown, my shoulder, I fell from the bath and my shoulder hit at the edge of the bath. So I had a dislocated bones here. And it was painful. And I was listening to this man talking about healing, talking about faith. And you know what happened? After he finished speaking, there was no pain. This man, we don't know what he has. We don't know what hand is upon him. But I tell you, there is something in him which is far greater and powerful. So let us pray for him. Let us stand by him. Let us encourage him. You know, people that are in the forefront need prayer warriors behind him. I know at this very particular day or hour, we are few here, but I believe God is bringing the people in. He's bringing the people in. Within 4 or 6 months, this house will be packed. I believe it. Because the word that is being preached, that guy over there, he's on fire. There are so many people here that the Spirit of God is moving among you. You are called like I was called. Give your life to Jesus. If there is any stumble block in your life, get rid of it. And let the Spirit of the living God have his way in you so that he can baptize you. You know where I got my baptism? I didn't get it in Ghana. I got it from this country. That is why I like this country. When I was in the Emir's College, when I listened to all these things, I said, Lord, why? Why? I said, when I look in the book of Acts, Peter, who denied Christ, going about in his own shadow, was healing the sick in the spirit. I said, what made him to be like that? Peter denied Christ 3 times, even cursed and did everything. And now Peter is preaching with anointing of the Holy Ghost and power that men are raising up from their cripples and everything. I said, Lord, I need what Peter has for. So one day I was standing in the kitchen washing plates, and I look up and I said, Lord, please don't let me go to Ghana. And I was crying. All of a sudden, the room became dense. I looked at the wall. I saw the crown. I saw the cross. Then later I saw the face of Jesus. And I was going to open my mouth and cry. I started to speak in tongues.
All right.
I was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And you know, old devil, he always will come and discourage you. The devil came back, he said, you haven't got it. You are speaking by your own language. You know, that is not right. That's not true. So I went back to God. I said, Jesus, if I have received this power, this gift, I want you to confirm it. And that was Saturday night. Sunday morning, we were going to Leslie Hill's church. And the Lord said, take your recorder, your tape recorder, and bring it to the church. So I brought it with me. The church was going on singing and praising, everybody shouting. And all of a sudden, I saw the same vision, and I started to cry. I opened my mouth again, and I was speaking in tongues again. Yeah. And within a short time, a girl sitting behind me broke down and cried. And when Leslie started to interpret what I have spoken, I started to record it. That girl has been called by God to go to the South to become a missionary nurse and has refused, disobeyed. That was the interpretation Leslie gave. He said, you are in this meeting. God is calling you to go to the South to be a missionary. And when I heard that, you know, I said, Lord, you have confirmed. You have confirmed my way. From that day, things change. Everywhere I go, healing, miracles. So brothers and sisters, I will advise you people to seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because that makes you to be a born-again Christian.
Amen.
There are so many people who are going about claiming, I'm born again, I'm born again. But when you look at them, the Bible says, by their fruits, you shall know them. Can somebody look at you, point his sign before you and say, you have been with Jesus.
Yeah.
Because that is what he said to John and Peter. You don't need even to tell people your countenance will speak to you. You speak to others that you have been with Jesus. Nobody Jesus without being changed.
Amen.
If any man in Christ is a new creation, all things are passed away and all things become new. I am a new creation. I am a new man. Hallelujah. You know, the happiest people in the world is a born-again Christians. The happiest people, though we are living in this COVID season, that everything is going high, everybody is kicking their head. I'm telling you, the happiest people are the God's people that have been redeemed. Rejoice! Rejoice! Fill with the joy of the Lord! Let there be a shout in your voice.
Amen.
A spring in your feet. Don't go about with a long face like Logan Spade, as they say. If you look at some Christians, it will turn you away from being a Christian. It will turn you away completely. We are made to laugh and smile. The world says when you smile, the world smiles with you. Jesus didn't save you to endure your salvation.
Nope.
He saved you for to enjoy
your
salvation. Praise the Lord. May God bless you people and keep you. I love you people. And I'm praying very hard for every one of you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that. Finally getting on the plane in the morning and going to Ghana. I really enjoyed it. God bless you, Brother Larry. And, you know, it really encouraged me. So many things happen when you pastor in the church. And what Larry said this morning has encouraged me. The devil's wanted me to quit. Some of you mightn't know it, some of you mightn't, but I'm telling you, I've had enough criticism in this last 3 or 4 months to do me a lifetime. And people doubting this and doubting that, but what God spoke to me, I know. Like the brothers knew what God called them. And that's the thing, that when a man gets in the pulpit, he has to know he's called to God. And he has to have a testimony. When did God actually call him? Did God call him to preach? And a brother has a testimony when God called him to preach, and it's wonderful that the Lord called the brother. And to testify how the Lord healed him and touched him listening in online, and there's so many other people as well. And I know it can become familiar and people say, oh God, we've heard it all before, and where are they? But there is people that God's touched that me and you don't know about. I never knew God healed a brother Larry. I never knew this morning. And there's other people that the Lord's touched. And I just thank the Lord for Brother Larry this morning. I really felt to get him to come here and share. And over the incoming months, I'm trusting he'll share again. And I want us to go on with the things of God. And things might be difficult. And people are so easily offended today. You know, they want people, they don't mind telling you what to do, but when you go to tell them, that's a different story, isn't it? But we need the joy of the Lord, don't we? Yeah. And I think if we have the joy of the Lord, you won't be offended so much, no matter what happens. And the Lord wants us to have the joy of the Lord. Praise God. And it's so true. We had a laugh this morning, but in a good way, isn't that right? You know, 12 blankets, brother. 12 blankets, imagine 12 blankets. And you know, when I go to Africa, I love the heat. I really love the heat in Africa. It's so cold here. It's been a while from it, you know, in Africa, but the heat's so fantastic. You know, go out in the morning, you can feel the heat. And I like the heat. And I really appreciate it. And let us stand our feet, and we're going to be back again this evening at 6 o'clock, and I had 2 messages I'm thinking about. And this morning, you know, I was carried away, but this morning the wife had to call me down upstairs because I was up there and the time was going. I didn't realize. I want to thank everyone that's prayed for Brother James, or, you know, I'm saying Brother James, well, I've said it. My son James, we must be going up for Brother James, so that's just it. Just let's believe that. But he was really bad, you know, we had to take him to hospital, and we appreciate that those that's prayed. And it's good to see your brother John here as well this morning. The Lord bless you, brother. And others that hasn't been too well and different things. And it's Margaret, you know, Margaret set something in me in Switzerland when I went as a young man. A woman called Margaret. You don't know her, but I know her. And I mentioned her a lot, maybe. But she always would say when something went wrong, she said, Brother Tom, that's an attack of the enemy. Let's pray. Let us pray. And I've been thinking about a message, and I might preach it tonight, and I've been studying it for quite a time. And when God says no, what do you do? And sometimes God says no. And what do you do when God says no? Well, if you want to know the answer, come tonight. And let's see what happens when God says no. And sometimes God might say no. And sometimes we feel God's not speaking to us no more. And you've heard a brother saying, the many times he could say it, God spoke to him. All of us can say it. But sometimes maybe you feel God's not talking to you. I've went through it many times. When I pray and I said, Lord, you're not talking to me. I need you to talk to me. And we think we need some special thing for God to talk to us. But when we open that Bible and read it,
amen.
God's talking
yes.
to us.
Amen.
That's God talking to us.
Yes.
His words when he's talking to us. Praise God. So I want you to be encouraged. And I know it's hard sometimes to get the joy of the Lord, especially when you go through a lot. And like a brother preached a few weeks ago about the maggots. And what I took from the sermon, I don't know what you took from it, but it was for people that got the injury, not to let it get on them. Not the other way around. So that's me or you. If something happens to us, we're to not let it get to us, but we're to keep on keeping on. Not let the bitterness get in and the hurt get in, and it can happen. But we're to keep on keeping on. Try and keep the joy of the Lord and pray for the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what we want. We want the joy of the Lord. And you know, I was thinking this morning and thinking this week, and I'm going to have to stop, but I know the time's gone. You know, I remember my father told Brother John, and I believe God brought John out of the place he was in, the denomination. And I know God brought me out. Now, some people mightn't have that testimony, that's fine. But I'm talking about for me, and I believe John would say the same. My father saw a green garden. And he was digging in that green garden, a beautiful garden, and then he hit something solid. And when he uncovered it, it was a coffin. And then he went to another patch of ground and he dug in it, and he uncovered it, it was in a coffin. And he said, "We need to get out of here, it's full of dead men." And I tell you, God does not bring you out of something that's dead to run you back into another dead system. I don't get that. I'm sorry, brothers, but I'm not apologizing for this either, what I'm saying here this morning. There's lots of denominations, but many of them's dead lodges. They've turned down the truth of God. Now, there's good people, I'm not condemning people, but God does not bring you out of someone that he calls dead to run you back into it. And if the Lord brings you to the place where he brought a brother to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, well, God would not take you back unless you're going there to preach or something. But God won't take you back into something that doesn't even believe that. That doesn't even believe in healing. That doesn't even believe in speaking in tongues. Why would God take you back to that? He doesn't. He takes you forward. He never takes away, he adds to. That's God. And I want us to go forward with the Lord. Forward with the things of God. And believe God for the Holy Spirit. Praise God. I want us to come and bind. Our brother Gary's going to come. And I want Brother Larry to pray this morning. And remember my boy again in prayer, James, and others as well. Samuel and the family's a lot better. They could have come. They're out of their, whatever the restrictions are and the rules are and all these things. And there's so many rules and restrictions, isn't there? It's hard to follow it all, brothers and sisters. But it is the Lord that's our healer, our Savior. I baptized. I took a photograph of this badge this morning and I put it up in the post. I didn't see very many comments on it. But I'll tell you one thing. What this badge says is absolutely the truth. I believe in the four square gospel.
Amen.
That he's a Savior, a healer, and a baptizer in the Holy Ghost and the coming King.
Amen.
I believe it. Let us come and pray this morning. If you have a need, I'm going to ask for Brother Larry to pray. That God will touch you. Let's all bow our heads. Let's be reverent this morning before God. Let's believe the Lord. And maybe all of us have had disappointments, but let's give it over to the Lord this morning as our brother prays and ask the Lord to move in your situation. Lift your hands up if you have a need before God. God bless you. And Brother Larry's going to pray. Go ahead, brother. I'm going to come down.
God, thou who hearest prayer, we are calling you to Jesus. As a blind man, You know the anxieties, the depressions, the sicknesses, the infirmities, the plagues, the pestilence. My God, Jesus. You are great higher. You are the one who said, let there be light. These things that I've mentioned are the works of the darkness. And Lord, you spoke darkness out from the light.
Yes, Jesus.
So right now, those that are suffering.
Yes, Jesus.
Those that are diseased. Those that have got chronic sickness. Those Jesus. That the justice have shaken their heads and said, there is not more that we can do, O God. Hear that faithless cry of
yes, Jesus.
And touch them. One touch is what they need. Father, touch them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remove
yes,
every sickness, every disease, every affliction. That your children are suffering sin. You are the God who promised, I am the Lord thy healing. You are the God who said, by your stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus, we accept your healing power.
Yes.
We accept every deliverance. We accept the word that was spoken in James chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. That the prayer of the righteous man availeth much.
Yes,
Lord, heal! Heal! And send
yes,
forth thy
word.
Psalm 107, verse 20, you said it. And we believe it.
Yes,
we send forth your word and heal them all. Father, heal everyone. Boy or girl, child, every soul in this house, my Lord, those that are outside, those that are in hospitals, those that are in their beds right now,
yes.
Oh God, my Lord, perform a supernatural miracle in the name of Jesus. You went about and doing good, Jesus, as I'm praying. Go about right now and touch the untouchable. And make them wake up from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. I claim deliverance. I claim healing. I claim perfection.
Yes,
I claim salvation for all your children right now. In Jesus' name, those that are suffering from eyes. Ears troubles,
yes,
stomach
Jesus.
Troubles. Those that are weak, my God. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall receive their strength.
Yes,
my
Jesus.
God, send some strength into their muscles, into their legs, everywhere they have been hurt, Lord, my God. Those who do not walk, let them walk. Lord, let us hear more result as we begin to pray. And stand in the gap for your children. Right now, I claim the anointing of the Holy Ghost power to break the yoke and set the captive free.
Yes.
And lift up the burdens so that there will be a testimony in this house next time. Bless your child, your father. Father, I pray that you will bless yourself and
Sing just prayerfully, let him hear the Lord of Harvest sweetly calling, who will go and look for me today, who will bring to me the lost and dying, who will point them to the narrow way.
Who will bring to
we'll have that little more solid than that. You're by all in all. But the title. We'll have a week of time saying I kind of need the music for the whole week to play it. I'm a trance. You're my strength when I'm weak. You're the treasure that I seek. Thank you.